welcome to the Hidden in God podcast. This is the show to discuss real life topics of the everyday Christian concerning relationships and issues that we face. Real life, real discussions, real inspirations. I am your host, Dorlita Blakely. Welcome. Let's get started. Hello, it is your girl, Dorlita Blakely, back with the relaunch of the Hidden in God podcast. And on today, I just want to talk about standing for the Word of God, standing on what you know about the Word of God and what you believe in. And so I just want to talk about it because if you do not stand on the Word of God and what you know about it, what you believe in, and what you have been taught about the Word of God concerning the Scriptures, we so easily fall to the entrapments of the enemy. We will fall for the false doctrines that are being taught. And I just kind of want to bring this up because the other day I got a message because I had prayed on Facebook. And as I prayed for people on Facebook, which I was led by the Holy Spirit to do, I got an inbox from someone saying that I'm not supposed to pray to the world. Well, to begin with, I'm not praying to the world. I was praying for people in the world for a specific reason. And so one of the things that we need to do is to be able to rightly divide the Word of God. And so this message, when I got it, I was like, okay, they just sent me this scripture, Matthew 6, verses 6 through 9. And I'm like, okay, I understand what that scripture is talking about. It's talking about not praying just to be seen by men and to not pray for the wrong reasons. And the wrong reasons would be just to be seen by men. But the unction was to pray for. But and also, when they said it, they said, I know that you were praying with good intentions. So one, I'm like, okay, my response was, what are you saying? You know, they sent me the scriptures and put with in love. And I'm like, well, what are you saying? And I kind of already got it. I kind of already knew from reading the message. And so, you know, they wanted to dialogue with me about what those scriptures mean and that I shouldn't be praying for people. And I'm like, well, one, you're kind of out of order to just tell me that I'm not supposed to be praying for people. Two, maybe you should ask the Holy Spirit before you approach me and tell me I'm wrong for praying. Just ask what was the motive behind my prayer? Because I know that when you do anything, it's the motive behind what you are doing. And so I said, maybe you should ask the Spirit before you do that, which we're supposed to try the Spirit. And I will encourage anyone to try anything that I've done. Try it by the Spirit and see what the Holy Spirit speaks to you about what he's called me to do. Okay. I just want that to be clear. Ask the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say that I have not arrived. I don't know everything, but I do know what God has called me to do. And I do endeavor to always, always be obedient to the things of God, because I know what it means to not be obedient. I've been there and not. And I'm just in a place in my life where I want to be obedient. So this conversation kind of goes, you know, just a little ways. He sends the scriptures and I'm like, well, have you ever, do you know the scriptures about corporate prayer and what corporate prayer is and what corporate prayer means? And so they asked me to send them the scriptures. My thought is, if you know the word and you're sending me these scriptures, you should know what corporate prayer is before you approach me and tell me I'm not supposed to pray. So I actually did send some scriptures, and I know I'm not going to get into this battle over the word. It is what it is. The word is what it is. We have to rightfully divide it. And I knew where this person was coming from. So I went ahead on and sent that. And, you know, the next thing they come back with something. And I'm like, well, you know, just out of curiosity, where do you pastor? Or, you know, what church do you go to? Let's start there. And lo and behold, he comes back with, well, I don't pastor any church and I don't go to the church. I just teach the truth about the things. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. My response is that you need to go and sit down under some ministry, ask God for the leading of the Holy Spirit, but you need to sit down and be taught how to rightfully divide the Word of God. And I am not a baby saint in the things of God. I don't know it all and I have not arrived. But what I do know is that if you are going about and you are approaching people that you think do not know much about the word of God, and you're trying to teach them what you know from your own understanding, when the Bible says to lean not to your own understanding, but to acknowledge God in all of your ways, that means to acknowledge him in everything that we do. And to acknowledge him, we have to be taught. In order to teach, you have to be taught. It's not a self-teaching, and your self-teaching will lead others astray. It will cause people to be in bondage, and you are teaching false doctrine. It's called rebellion. It's called witchcraft. And if you're going around and you are doing this to people who are baby saints, those who have just come into Christ that are trying to follow what God has called them to do, oh my God. Oh my God is what my thought was. He will be leading people to a place that they don't want to really go, but they don't have the knowledge. They're not in a place where they're fully sound in the word of God. And he will lead them astray. And so my response to him is that you need to go and sit down, be taught to rightfully divide the word, and please don't do this to anybody else. Don't go in anybody else's inbox and with your self-taught knowledge of the word of God. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Because as you are judging people, and I say judging people because that's exactly what he did to me when we got a little further in the conversation, is he asked me to break down Matthew 6 through 9, and I broke it down. It means to not be praying just to be seen or praying for the wrong reasons. And he says, exactly. Okay, so basically what you're telling me is that you believe that I was praying just to be seen and that I was praying for the wrong reasons is what you're telling me. And if that's the case, you're judging me for praying. You're judging me for praying. Judge not, and lest ye be judged. I'm not really concerned about your judgment, because I'm confident in what God has called me to do. But if I did not have that mind, then I would fall for somebody telling me who doesn't have the leading of the Holy Spirit. I would fall for what they say. And we can so easily do that. He said, even the very elect will be led astray. If you are not in relationship with God, if you are not sitting at the feet of Jesus to learn from him, and also being in a place of fellowshipping with other like-minded believers, true believers. And I say true believers in the word of God, because you have believers in all sorts of things. I'm talking about true believers in the word of God, sitting together, fellowshipping, and learning from God's leading what his word is, allowing him to reveal in this corporate area, this corporate setting of fellowship, what his word is. And what it means for us in that season, that moment, for eternity. For eternity. And so we as children of God, those that have been called, even those who are just coming in, we have to be careful, because the enemy is crafty and he is cunning. And if we do not have God on our side, we can easily be led astray. Even when we believe that we are walking in the things of God, we can easily be led astray. The enemy knows the word. He knows the word. And don't think that he will not take the word of God and use it against us. He twisted it with Eve in the garden. In the garden, he twisted that word until she fell for it, and then went back to Adam with it and caused the fall of man. I would say that we're not safe from the enemy doing the same thing. We are safe when we're in God. When we're in God, under the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, allowing him to give us a level of discernment. A level of discernment that we could discern when the enemy comes with his temptation. He tempted Jesus after he had fasted for 40 days, where he thought he was weak. And this was the thing. He thought that I was weak in Christ, that he could approach me with scripture and have me fall or be led astray. Satan did the same thing to Jesus. When Jesus had fasted, he thought he was so weak that he would come to him and tell him, oh, well, you can make your own, I'm paraphrasing, make your own bread or throw yourself off of here if you are the son of God and do these things. But see, what he didn't know, that even in the weakness that Jesus was experiencing, he still was obeying his father and being led by his father to counter that word that the enemy came with the word of God. With the word of God, thou shalt not tempt. And then he rebuked him. And we have to know that so that when that same spirit comes and approaches us for what we are doing in Christ, we will know how to respond. I thank, you know, I was thinking about it, and I thank God. In the world, I was stubborn. I am not easily persuaded. I am not easily persuaded. And I used to think that that was a bad thing, that people couldn't persuade me to go a different way or do something that I did not want to do. I used to think that was a bad thing. They call it stubborn. And it may be bad in instances, but I'm going to tell you, when it comes to standing on the word of God, I won't necessarily call it stubborn, but you need that spirit where you are not easily persuaded against the true word of God. So gird yourselves up. Gird yourselves up, because we are living in a day, a time, and an hour where the enemy is coming. He's coming with his craftiness. If you are on God's side, he will even try to twist the word of God to come against you and cause you to fall. We have to be rooted and grounded in the things of God, rooted and grounded in the word of God. Get your roots deep in the things of God, because if not, you will be easily persuaded. We will be easily persuaded. We will easily be led astray and could still think that we're doing the will of God. But be led astray. All good things are not good things in the eyes of God if it's not what he has called you to. In this journey, in this game, it's called obedience. His word says obedience is better than sacrifice. And so we don't want to sacrifice just doing good and still be out of the will of God by not being obedient. So I'm closing this with, be obedient to the will of God. Be obedient. Stand. Be rooted. Be grounded in the things of God. Because if not, you will certainly be led astray. I'm going to say this. When I sent back that message saying that I knew that he was not. And I just felt that in my spirit, that the Holy Spirit led me to, he's not been called to be this leader to just go around teaching people. And when I brought that out, and I brought out teaching people your own doctrine was false doctrine and that it was witchcraft and rebellion, when I tell you he didn't come back with another response. And he said, let's leave this conversation. Let's leave this conversation. Yeah. Because the enemy came in a spirit through this man to try and lead me astray. I ended that prayer with, I hope that you find the truth, that you get someplace and be taught the truth. And I will continually pray for you that you are freed from whatever that spirit is, whatever that bondage is that you are in. I pray that you be freed from that. Freed from that. And I sincerely mean that from the bottom of my heart. People, it's time for us to be on point. You have to be on guard because the enemy is crafty and cunning. But our God is greater. He's stronger. He's wiser, as the song says. And he is with us. He is for us. And when the temptation comes, he makes a way. He makes a way. So, Father, I just thank you for your leading and your guiding. I thank you, oh God, for your discernment that you give unto those that belong to you, oh God. I thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge that you have implanted in us, oh God, so that we are not so easily distracted, easily led away by the cunning and craftiness of the enemy, oh God. And I just pray, oh God, that you would cover even the more those that are still drinking milk, oh God, that haven't been rooted with the meat of the word, oh God. Cover them from these tricks of the enemy, from these ones that are preying on them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not come into the full knowledge of who you are. Who you are, oh God. And we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, oh God. We will keep our eyes to the hills for which cometh our help, oh God. We will continue to seek you first in your kingdom, oh God. That not just for our needs to be met, but that you would cover us, oh God. We thank you for your protection, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Hidden in God relaunch of the podcast. I am so glad to be back. I am so glad for whatever is coming up, and I will see you in the next one. Don't forget to go and download the Hidden in God mobile app. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Google Play. Download it. Fellowship with us and commune with us. Follow us on our social media. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. I have to start a new Instagram because it was taken down. And I know it was because of what God was getting ready to do. No worries. We'll get it back up. Go visit the website, hiddenandguide.com. Commune with us. Reach out. You need prayer. Please let us know. That's what we're here for. You have a testimony. Go ahead and share that with us. We love to celebrate the things of God and what he is doing in the lives of his people. I love you. And until the next one, I'll see you soon. Live peaceably with all men. All right. Bye.